Originally, Rembrandt had depicted the crucifixion scene as a Baroque opera with a stable pyramidal composition. When he rethought the image, Rembrandt went back to the printing plate. He effaced figures in the foreground. Moreover, he turned his thoughts to the art of the past. This figure Rembrandt borrowed from the horse tamers, a pair of huge sculptures that adorn a prominent square in Rome. And then we see an equestrian figure. The man's wearing a very tall hat. Rembrandt has borrowed this from an early Renaissance medal by an artist named Pisanello. So Rembrandt's looking to the past before he takes an artistic leap into the unknown, into the future, as he takes his etching needle and lacerates this plate. Over and over again, he scratches into the surface, raising the deep black lines that we see here, obliterating large parts of his own image. We sense the release of Rembrandt's anger as he's working on this plate, thinking of what it's like to be judged, thinking what it's like to be punished unjustly. Look closely at the figure of Christ, and you'll see that he's a figure of bone and sinew and flesh. In the first iteration of this image, the Christ figure was much more like the Christ that you see in the Ecce Homo, depicted with just a few lines, like the Holy Ghost. In rethinking these images of the pivotal moments in Christ's life, Rembrandt transformed the figure of Christ from an ethereal, otherworldly figure into a very human being.